Marty Lurie here with Adam Duvall. What a pleasure to be with the All-Star for the Cincinnati Reds back here in San Francisco looking out at the field. How does it look to you?
It looks nice. It looks just like I remember it.
Well, bring us up to date a little bit on, of course, the trade last year. And, well, God, it's about a year's time. And look at the change of baseball life for you.
Yeah, it was brought to my attention. It's almost a year to the day, almost. Yeah. Three more days. And, I got an opportunity with the Cincinnati Reds. And, I feel like I've made the most of it. So, but it's nice coming back here to San Francisco. I enjoyed my time here, and it's a really nice place.
Adam Duvall with us. What was the change for you? Now, we saw you hit some good balls here while you were with the Giants, and of course, it's always up and down. You know that if you have an option, you're the guy on the train going back and forth. But what was it that changed for you?
Well, I definitely think getting regular bats was a big deal, and it allowed me to try to keep my timing down and just get out there and play every day. And I think it was a good opportunity for me, and I've enjoyed it.
When did you see the change? I'll put it that way. Now, down in Goodyear, you're sort of isolated out there. We don't know where you are in Goodyear, but you sort of came out of the blocks doing pretty well. When did you start to say, hey, this game is starting to look a little easier for me?
Well, the game's never looks easy, but okay. but I will say that there was a confidence level there when I was told that you're really competing for a spot, and I knew the spot was open, and I just really wanted to try to take advantage of it, and I prepared pretty good this off season, and just went in with a mindset that's saying that I wanted to win that spot, and like I said, I took advantage of it, and but I know there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work to do going forward. With the game of baseball, it's never easy, and you never seen it all. So,
you ever look at the numbers of how far the home runs go or the velocity off the bat?
No, I don't look at stats that much, to be honest. I just at the end of the day, I know if I had a good game or if I did what I needed to do to help the team win, and so at the end of the day, that's what I look at.
All right, Adam Duvall with us. Now, you're sort of back home, though, from Louisville, University of Louisville. You're in Cincinnati, not that far away. What's it like playing all the time now back home?
It's nice. It's nice. Family and friends get to come up and spend time with me, and so it is. It's nice, and sometimes a lot of people come up, and so I've been leaving a lot of tickets, but it's always nice to see family and friends.
All right, so you got chosen to be in the Home Run Derby. What about that?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a great opportunity. It was something, as a kid, I was like, man, that would be cool to do, but I never really thought, I would one day get to do it. But, like I said, it was pretty awesome.
What's the feeling? Fans love the Home Run Derby. It's almost better than the game, to tell you the truth, for the fans. They love it. What's the feeling being in the box, and who pitched to you, and what was that feeling like knowing, I'm just going to try to hit as far as I can?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling, because everybody's watching you, and I had a guy that threw BP to us, Tony Padilla, in Sacramento when I was with the River Cats, and I called him up and asked him if he would want to do it, and he said he would love to do it. So he met me down in San Diego, and we gave it a ran.
Now, what about the game itself?
The game, it was pretty cool just sitting back and watching, the first couple innings, and then, getting a chance to get out in left field and just try to show what you can do and just have fun. That was one of the games where, you can just have fun and just, play your game.
It's funny, and we love talking to you. I love having you on the show when you're with the Giants. But what a difference a year makes. Come on, we're sitting here in AT&T Park talking about different things, and a year later you're talking about being the left fielder in the National League All-Star team. How about that?
That is. That's something, isn't it? It's crazy, what a year can do. And, as a baseball player, I just try to stay hungry, and I'm looking forward to try to get better as a player, and these next three games, it means a lot to me to be able to play in San Francisco against them, and so I'll have fun with that.
talking to Bobby Evans about you today, Adam Duvall. He was very proud of you. I mean, he was like, heck, you know, we drafted him. We knew it was in there, and we did have to make a deal at that point to try to improve the club. But he's very proud of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? I mean, everybody, it seems like I got probably 6 or 7 texts, you know, from people throughout the organization when they found out I made the All-Star team. And, you know, it's a first-class organization. And, you know, it holds a special place in my heart because I spent so many years with them. And, you know, so it's awesome to come back here and just see a bunch of the guys that I play with. And, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Who are the ones you keep in touch with?
Well, I keep in touch with Parker and, let's see, Mac Williamson. And you know, whenever Pence came over and gave me a hug the other couple months ago when they were in Cincinnati. And, you know, I talk with all the guys. And, you know, I got to talk with Bum and Posey and Belt at the All-Star game, so that was cool. And so it's nice.
How about when you face the pitchers?
Well, you know, you got to try to zone in when you're facing the pitchers. When you get in the box, it's game time, and I'm sure, you know, when they get on the mound, it's game time too. So, you know, it'll be fun.
No smiles back and forth. Peavy's kind of crazy on the mound.
I don't know that Peavy ever smiles in the game. I don't know.
All right, Adam Duvall with us. One last thought about Cincinnati, and now, of course, you're hitting great. And look, to hit home runs, I don't care where you play, the way you hit them, they're going to go out. And we saw that with the Giants from time to time. But what's that ballpark like? Is it that easy? I mean, is it that much of a home run ballpark?
I mean, you still got to drive it, but I think it is a park to where you can hit a home run to all parts of the field, which is nice. So, you know, just being able to do that is nice. But you still got to hit it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's end it on that. You still got to hit it. I like that. That's good advice, isn't it?
That's great advice. Hit it hard.
All right. Reds team, how the Reds team doing?
Doing good. We're doing good. You know, we're just going out there grinding every day, and you know, we've been playing well lately, so hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Anyone take you under their wing when you came over?
You know what? A lot of guys did, but Jay Bruce, Kozar, Joey Votto, those were, you know, those type of guys, they helped out a lot.
All right, Adam, thanks for taking the time. Adam Duvall.
Thank you very much.
All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.